It is time for our children's story. And our head elder, Keith Torres, is going to give the kids the story today. So kids, wherever you are, come on out from the woodwork and bring yourselves up front. We love seeing your smiling faces up front in church. Come on.
Hey, happy Sabbath. Everybody come on up. Come on up. Let's see those smiling faces. Come on up. We are getting settled in. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. I have a life story for you. But before I go there, where are we at right now? We're at church. And what's today? The Sabbath. Is Sabbath a happy day? It's a very happy day. You know we're here. Can everybody look at your family out there and everybody wave to your family? Wave. We're the parents. You can wave too. It's all good. Okay, great. Well, listen, this story has a very special meaning because it is Sabbath. And this is God's house. Go ahead, have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Sit down. Sit down. Thank you. Come on. Anyway, I wanted to read this. Okay, have a seat. Found in Matthew 9:35. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of every kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Thank you, Joseph. And the point is, he went to the synagogues because it was his custom. It was the thing that he did. Because church is a very special place, right? It's very, very special. And so when I was growing up, I think I was in the fourth grade. How old are you when you're in the fourth grade? Does anyone know? Huh? What? How old? 9 years old. Thank you. 9 years old. And you know what? Has anybody gone to recess in their day? Recess. Do you like recess? Oh, I like recess. And we were at recess. And you know what? I saw my teacher, my favorite teacher. Her name was Mrs. Rafferty. She was so nice. She was so loving, so kind. You know, she never raised her voice. She always would say, please. Come on, kids, please. Oh, she was just like Jesus. Please. I love that word. So I was talking with her, and you know what? Some of the other boys were running around. They were my friends. We were all the same age. And all of a sudden, recess was over. And you go back to your class, and everybody's sitting there. All of a sudden, there was a knock at the door. Everybody looked, and guess what? One of the teachers named Diane, she was the principal, and she said, is Keith Torres here? Is Keith? I thought, I was excited. I went, that's me. I was raising my, I was so excited. And I went with her, and you know what? I was in trouble. I was in trouble. I went, what? What? She says, somebody caught you running through the church. I went, no, I wasn't running through the church. Nope, you run into the church. You're going to go. We're going to go get the other boys. So we went, and she got two other boys. It was Philip and David and now Keith. And we were in front of the classroom, and she says, now this, let this be a lesson to the whole class. And she said, these boys were running in the church, and now they're in trouble. Church is a special, special place. Is it not special? It is special. We need to pay attention, and we need to be calm and listen to our parents. But certainly, not running to the church. Anyway, so she started spanking our hands. We were in trouble. And I kept saying, no, 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 I didn't do it, I didn't do it. I didn't do it, I didn't do it. And the girls in the class were going, no, stop it, stop it. It really got out of hand. You know, sometimes as adults, we lose control. And you know what? We're sorry for that. We really, really are. We need to be more like who?
Jesus.
And what was the name of my favorite teacher? Mrs. Rafferty. And guess what happened? After all that, Mrs. Rafferty walks in. And she says, what's going on? She goes, well, these boys were getting in trouble because they were running through the church during recess. And she goes, well, why is Keith up there? Well, he was running through the church. She goes, no, he was with me. And you know what? I thought to myself, wow. Sometimes people make mistakes and there are consequences for our actions. And sometimes you get blamed for things you didn't do. Now, guess what I did? I said, Teacher Diane, it's okay. Because you know what? You didn't know, and it's going to be okay. And you know what? Jesus puts that kind of love in our hearts. We need to forgive our brother. How many times? All the time. But how many times, parents? Rick, hold on.
7 times 70.
That's a lot of times. It's a lot of time. So listen, this church is a special place. It's like a synagogue. And where Jesus went every Sabbath to teach, to preach, and to heal. And I know he always said, don't prevent the little children from coming to him. So keep that in mind. This is a special place. We need to forgive, and we need to love Jesus. So everybody, have a nice Sabbath, and go back to your seats. Go ahead.